Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, let's talk a little bit about another incident of, you know, having to do with this weekend's No Kings protests. There was all across the country, millions turned out. And a lot of people turned out in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, Tunkhannock, also up in Montrose. We heard on Monday about an incident at the one in Wilkes-Barre, where a guy from Scranton went there and is now facing charges. This is a by all visuals, a Trump supporter. He was in a Jeep. He had Trump, you know, signs and stuff on it. I think he was even wearing a Trump shirt when he was arrested, seeing the video of that. Anyway, he supposedly threatened people there. Some of the protesters showed a weapon and is facing a number of charges. Well, now we have news that a man from Lackawanna County lives in Peckville, is arrested and, well, he's been charged with, I think it's a misdemeanor here. Let me see here. But he had alleged that he was going to shoot up the No Kings rally in Scranton. So local law enforcement, they sent additional officers to the demonstration on Courthouse Square after getting this report after 11:30 in the morning. Now, the actual protest didn't start until 2 o'clock. But the 72-year-old man, his name is Paul Bechtold, ended up handcuffed in a squad car, faces a misdemeanor count of making terroristic threats. So here's what happened, according to police. Police were summoned to the post office on Keystone Avenue just before 11:30 on Saturday. An employee told them Bechtold came in to drop off a package and then allegedly said, "Now I'm going to Scranton to shoot up the No Kings protesters." So that employee told the guy, first of all, told police that he made the statement, this guy made the statement in a serious manner, never said he was joking. So the two then began arguing and Bechtold left. So this employee said that he contacted 911. He took it as a serious threat. I think anybody reasonable and rational would have said, "I should contact authorities. What if this guy does this?" So officers went to Bechtold's home. He did admit that he said he would shoot up the No Kings protest in Scranton, but he claimed that he was just kidding. And police,
now that old excuse doesn't fly.
Police officer did explain it's not something to joke about. He also, this suspect, admitted that he does possess firearms. They did approve a terroristic threat charge. And, you know, this was not joking, according to the employee. This is like the world we're in today. People who were peaceful at a protest. Now, there's two incidents where somebody, I guess, can't stand that someone may criticize the administration. Why people need to go to a level where they feel they need to threaten people is beyond me. And it's sad. And it's just, another example of the scary world that we live in today and the divisiveness about, you know, how you can't allow others to peacefully assemble and show their disagreement. I don't get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.